Bring up anything you want. And this live Saturday edition, also the New Year's Eve edition, the final episode of Free Talk Live for 2011. We'll, of course, continue into 2012, starting on day number one, because we do this show live 7 nights a week. So don't forget to join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, where, of course, you can tune in to every one of those 7 episodes. And if you're not yet hearing Free Talk Live on your local talk station all 7 nights a week, go ahead and give them a call and ask them real nice, like, to add some more Free Talk Live. Or add some if they don't have any. That's one of the things you can do in the new year, and it's usually a good time to call stations is around this time of year to show them some appreciation for the Free Talk Live they do air and whatever other programs that are worth listening to. And ask them for a little more. So we're here for you to take your calls about anything. 855-450-FREE. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We will continue with you and your thoughts. Let's go to, I believe we have here, Aaron, listening in Kansas City. He's on the road, listening to XM's Extreme Talk. Hello, Aaron.
Good evening, Ian and Mark. Pleasure to speak to the two of you. I was just calling to clarify the Federal Firearms Transportation Act, or whatever it's called. It's supposed to protect you when you're, as long as you can legally own the gun where you start at and legally own the gun where you end up at, and you take the gun and transport in a locked case, unloaded with the ammunition in a separate locked case, you're supposed to be able to do that legally irregardless of state laws. However, both the state of New Jersey and New York ignore that law and will arrest you and put you in a holding cell for 24 to 72 hours, confiscate your firearms. And they give you a court date. You go to the court, they will most likely find you in your favor. However, unless you're willing to spend $15,000 to $20,000 more in legal fees, you are not going to ever see your firearms again.
It's nice how these folks follow their own little rules, isn't it?
Right. So basically, what you're saying is what Mark claimed earlier, that the feds have this law that will protect you, doesn't protect you for crap.
Not in the state of New York and New Jersey.
There you go. So the answer is, if you're going to carry firearms through New York, and of course if you're going to go to New England or from New England, you're going to have to go through New York, is to just do it real quiet-like and not tell any cops about it.
Or send them Federal Express.
There you go. Yeah, so FedEx can carry them through New York.
I was going to say, if you're flying with firearms, do not transfer in any airport in New York or New Jersey, because if you get held over, you'll get arrested and...
Wow.
Have to deal with all that too. If you get delayed in any New York or New Jersey, because the Port Authority will arrest you. Even though the law is supposed to protect you, they consider your travel to be interrupted at that point and will arrest you. There's several stories of them doing that.
Insane.
Yep. There you go. Yeah, I would agree that sending them FedEx would be the solution.
All this for a metal tool that goes bang and throws a projectile.
Yep. And the previous caller, I think there's a little misunderstanding about the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment states that a militia being necessary for the security of a free state, semicolon, the right of the people, not the right of the militia, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, which, I mean, that's also ignored. But the whole militia part is a preparatory statement and has no legal binding force. It says the right of the people to keep and bear arms. And that's a remit. Second Amendment supposedly protecting the right of the militia or the state to keep and bear arms is an invention of about the last 40 years or so, invented by the people who want to control guns.
Thanks for the call tonight, Aaron. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. So
right. Using a gun to commit a crime ought to be a crime. I mean, you know, the crime is the crime.
Right.
However,
like robbery or
having a gun to protect yourself against crime ought not to be a crime.
Indeed. And I don't want to live anywhere where it is a crime, because then, well, only criminals will have guns. And the cops.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
Or do I repeat myself?
Sometimes.
855-450-FREE. You can take control here and bring up what you want. Let's continue and talk to Jim, listening in Kansas City. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. Jim in Kansas City, going once.
Hello,
Jim.
Hello.
Hey, there you are, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
How you doing?
Just super. It's New Year's Eve. Go ahead.
First call, the lady was speaking earlier. She was talking about the Chinese in Idaho.
Yes.
Yes, her claim was they were buying 50 acres or something, was it? 50 miles.
The internet claims they want to buy 50 square miles.
50 square miles of land and will be allegedly creating their own nation within the United States. Now, Mark, you said that that's a long story.
Wants is a lot different than is going to.
Okay, well, for years now, for many years, I would say since 2000, the Chinese around the world in these international free trade zones, since it's an international area, they have been sending in Chinese into all these countries around the world in these international free trade zones and letting them work and putting the locals out of business. One of the ones I can think of was Jamaica here recently. Other than that, I got a question for you guys.
Well, hold off on that question. I got a question for you before we get to that on these trade zones. So are you saying that these trade zones are actually free trade zones, or is it – because, like, a lot of times when government uses the term free trade, they're not talking about free trade at all. They're talking about heavily regulated and controlled trade. So are these actual free trade zones, or is it, like, free trade with quotes around it, free?
Free trade zone like they have in Bentonville, Arkansas.
Can you tell me more? Because I don't know what you're talking about. Because that's
the
home of Walmart.
The Jews, brother. Will
Excuse
stop,
me?
But stop censoring the Jews, okay? We know the Jews control everything. And tell me one last thing. What's the name of the Jews?
Goodbye. I don't want to tell you anything. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
The Jews and the Chinese? Does he know something about Jews and Chinese that
call.
I don't know?
I don't know. That might have been a crank call, Mark. I'm not sure. It just might have been just a racist or something like that, or a bigot. I don't really care.
I don't know. I mean, people really do believe that, some people really do believe that Jews control the world. I mean, there's not a lot of evidence for it when you
paranoid
start looking at who's in charge of, who's in the highest elected positions around the world. You will not see, as far as I could think of, outside of Israel, any Jews.
Wait a minute. You mean Jews don't control China?
No.
Well,
who does?
Wait.
He's on first.
Who? What?
Where? It's on second.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I suppose that statement deserves whatever rebutting we can give it, because it's nonsense on its face. People who want power control the world.
Well, it doesn't deserve rebutting if you're not going to keep the guy on.
I don't want to keep him on. He's just going to spout more hatred. I'm sick of it. So, anyway, so people who control the world are those who are seeking power, and the people who seek power are not of one particular religion or another. They are all across the board, and some of them are not religious at all, and some of them are, and they just want to control people. Those are the people who are the problem. Those are the people I have an issue with. I don't care what somebody's religion is, or what plot of land they were born on, or what color their hair is.
Or some ancestor of theirs was born on.
As Martin Luther King said, the folks should be judged by the content of their character. Mm-hmm. And their actions, I think, as well. Those speak pretty loudly. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're going to continue with Jeremy calling from Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live. Jeremy.
Hey, guys. How the hell are you, Mark and Ian?
Jeremy, Happy New Year. It sounds like you've been partying on early.
Yeah, man. Well, I've been working at it. You know me.
What time did you start drinking today?
Do I get my famous pint glass?
Well, you know, you sounded a little tipsy. What time did you start tipping the bottle back?
Oh, probably about last night sometime.
Have you gone to sleep yet?
Nah, not yet, man. I have to stay up to call you guys tonight, man, because I wanted... Hey, that guy was a total bigot, man. People need to lay off the hate and the Jews and the this and the that. It's like, we do still have the internet, you know? And if you don't want to watch the Jerusalem-controlled television, you don't have to. You can always listen to GCN or Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I love the claim that the Jews control all the media. I mean, it's just nonsense. What? Have you worked in the media before?
Is that a conspiracy, like the Jews?
Yes, it's all a conspiracy. It's all claptrap. And Jeremy, hey, have a safe one out there. I know you're probably going to stay in your home the whole time tonight. And, I appreciate hearing from you. Be safe out there.
No riding the moose up there in Alaska.
855 1-800-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where Swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alii-C. Why Alii-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alii-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alii-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alii-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alii-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alii-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alii-C. For more information and to order Alii-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alii-C today.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquid. Extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of these airwaves. New Year's Eve edition of the program. We're here live, unlike a lot of those talk show hosts that, you know, they'd rather be doing other things. We like doing talk radio, and I think that listeners on weekends deserve to have live shows. So here we are with our live Saturday edition at 855-450-FREE, and of course it's the final one of 2011, but many more to come in 2012 In fact, we do this thing 7 nights a week now, so don't miss a moment if you can over at freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And still to come, if we get a chance, we'll tell you more about the flag-burning episode that has stirred up some controversy in North Carolina. I think it was North Carolina. We'll get to those details here in a moment, but first we'll continue with you and your thoughts. You can bring up what you want.
Also, now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about your New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all kinds of things happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters. That's just to name a few of them. For my preparation, I recommend wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com has lots and different types of meals, tasty meals, and they're stored in metal Mylar pouches that are good for 20, that'll keep the food good for 25 years. They come in plastic totes, and so all you have to do is set them down in your basement or your garage or wherever you want to keep them. They'll be there for when you need them. You can get a free entree sample by using coupon code FTL at wisefoodstorage.com or calling 855-FOOD-WISE. So, I mean, you've got nothing to lose here. Get a free entree sample. Also, if you decide to order, use the same coupon code FTL. You'll get no-cost shipping on any order. It's 855-FOOD-WISE. wisefoodstorage.com. Coupon code FTL is in Free Talk Live.
To the phones, to the fun. Josh is on the line, listening in Louisiana on the road to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Hello, Josh.
Hey.
Hey, what's on tonight?
I guess I was calling about that lady that took a gun into New York. If you're looking for a place to store your gun, the only place that I know of is a gun store. Take it in and ask them to clean it. You know, unless you want to go get a lockbox at a bank, but I don't know how much that would cost you.
Yeah, I'm curious. Are you talking about only in New York? What are you saying?
Well, no. I mean, I'm talking about the lady that took the gun to New York. And she asked, where can I store the gun?
Where can I check my weapon? And I've only ever heard of cops checking weapons. I mean, I've only ever seen boxes for cops to check weapons. I've never seen
you mean the cop checking their own weapon?
No, okay. So if they go into some place where they're not allowed to have a weapon, there'll be boxes there where they can check their weapons. But I have never heard of a situation where a civilian checkbox for weapons.
Right, that's what I mean. Like when a cop goes into the police station, sometimes they have to take their weapon out and put it in a lockbox. You're talking about the cop's own weapon, not someone else's weapon.
That's correct.
Right. I've never heard of the cops checking a weapon either, and this woman was arrested for asking a police officer if she could check her weapon with him. So she was trying to do what she thought was the right thing.
He checked it all right.
But unfortunately, the police don't care about what your intentions are.
Yeah.
So you're saying check it at a gun store. I don't know. That would probably make a gun store owner pretty nervous, because then he would probably be assisting you in committing some sort of a crime. I mean, because in New York State, it is illegal for you to possess a firearm unless basically, from what am I reading of the NRA, they've got a website about this particular topic. And if you're going to New York and you are from out of state and you want to have a firearm, they're saying you pretty much have to be going to an NRA licensed competitive shoot of some sort. Like, there are a couple of provisions where you're allowed to actually go somewhere in New York with a firearm. But if you show up at a gun store and ask a guy to check a firearm for you, he's probably assisting you in committing a crime at that point. So I highly doubt that's going to work.
Well, no. If you're traveling, say you got to stop off in Pennsylvania and stop off in New York, and you don't want to go into New York with your gun, stop off at a gun store in Pennsylvania and ask them to clean it, and they'll hold on to it a couple of days. If you ask them to store it, they have to file some paperwork. I can't remember the form, because you're changing possession over to them, even though it's still owned by you.
Yeah, okay,
you
I got
gotcha.
You.
File out some paperwork. So if you
that makes sense. You're saying before you go to New York State, stop off in another state. Got it. As long as it's not New Jersey, you'd probably be all right with that. That tactic. Yep. But then again, we aren't lawyers, and that's not legal advice. Thanks, Josh. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's it. Like, sure.
Appreciate hearing from you, sir. 855-450-FREE. Charlotte, North Carolina, WBTV reporting 4 protesters, including the spokesman of Occupy Charlotte, were charged after setting fire to 2 American flags early on Friday near the Occupy camp in Center City. In other news, there's actually an Occupy camp that hasn't been rousted by the police. Charlotte Mecklenburg police weren't sure earlier if the four men who set fire to two flags were associated with the Occupy Charlotte movement, but WPTV has learned that one of the men is the media spokesman for the Occupy group and has been the contact person listed on the press releases.
Guess they weren't getting enough attention, huh?
Occupy Charlotte. The fires happened within feet of the group's encampment. Earlier reports indicated one flag was burned, but a police report says that two U.S. flags were burned. Officers said they noted the suspects lighting something on fire directly in front of the camp at around 12:30 on Friday morning. Police swarmed the area and detained the men while firefighters were called in to knock down the flames.
Knock down the flames. Okay.
As though a flag is going to burn longer than a few seconds.
All right. Well, I don't think it's a good idea to go lighting fires in public parks.
Approximately $30 worth of damage was caused to the landscaping of the site. It was only after the fire was out did officials figure out what was burning the American flag. Police said the men claimed they were burning the flag in protest. Burning the flag is not illegal. However, doing it outside of a fire pit and within 10 feet from flammable tents poses a problem. So, you see, Mark, they were just arresting these men because they were worried they might hurt themselves. They're concerned for their safety.
I can't speculate. I mean, I really don't know. If they would have set a newspaper on fire, would they? I don't know. They're probably looking for lots of reasons to arrest people at Occupy movements. I couldn't say. When you start burning flags, I think you've ceased to communicate whatever it is that you're hoping to communicate, other than I hate America, right? Like, that's what people see, and they don't hear anything else. You remember the situation with Sinead O'Connor where she, I think it was, ripped up the picture of the Pope on maybe a Saturday Night Live or something, more than a decade ago, probably a decade and a half ago, and it pretty much ended her career.
Really?
Yeah, ended it. And she's from Ireland. You know, it's practically law there that you've got to be Catholic.
Gotcha.
And it just, you know, I mean, when you go after these sacred cows, you've got to be careful how you go after them. Otherwise, you're going to get kicked.
I guess I'm curious to see if there are some people out there who feel very strongly about the American flag. I'm not one of them. When I was growing up, I did not appreciate being told to say the Pledge of Allegiance. I didn't realize at the time there are really good reasons to not say it. I just didn't want to do it because I didn't like being told what to do. There are really good reasons to not say it. Number one, the Pledge of Allegiance is a socialist indoctrination pledge written by a Christian socialist. I believe they called themselves Christian socialists, but they were Nazis.
National socialists.
Yeah, they were Nazis. Well, no, I think you look it up. Francis Bellamy, the author of the Pledge of Allegiance, is described as a Christian socialist, if I'm not mistaken. I could be mistaken. Please check me on that.
Well, the first salute to the flag looks a lot like that whole Nazi salute thing.
Yeah, the Roman salute, I believe it's called. Yeah. 855-450-FREE. And, of course, the flag itself could be described as an icon of oppression. 855-450-3733. Burning the flag. Your thoughts.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low, and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. All their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of these airwaves. Dial in toll free as we are doing a live New Year's Eve edition of the program. Mark, you're going to be doing a live New Year's Day edition of the program tomorrow.
Now, we do the show every day.
That's true. Over at freetalklive.com, you can grab up all the archives you want to. Maybe you've missed a moment of the show. Well, no problem. They go all the way back to late 2006. So plenty of Free Talk Live for your ears over at freetalklive.com.
If you smoke cigarettes, here's the thing you need to resolve to do this year.
This is a smart resolution.
Yeah. Try the e-cigarette. If you could have a cigarette that would be healthier for you, up to 22,000 times healthier, cheaper to use, I'd say half as much easily as smoking regular cigarettes, and have all kinds of great flavors like cherry, vanilla, strawberry, cloves, classic cigarette flavors like menthol, cloves, of course.
And most of those you can't buy in cigarette form anymore. They banned flavored tobacco.
Yeah, that much is true. And then they have sort of ones that taste like Camels and Marlboros and mm-hmm. all those things. Anyway, you can go to Vaporsmiths.com, use coupon code FTL when you purchase 40 cartomizers. Cartomizer is a little thing that goes in the e-cigarette. This is one of the best-made e-cigarettes in the market today, by the way. It's a little thing that goes on the end of it. It contains the nicotine. It has as much nicotine as a pack of cigarettes. And I'm telling you, you can't get 40 packs of cigarettes for $70. Go over there, buy the 40 cartomizers, get free shipping. One of the best made cigarettes, e-cigarettes on the market today, the Vaporsmiths e-cigarette. You can get a starter kit, which has two of them in there, and a charger. Or you can call 855-2-GET-VAPOR if you don't have a computer or you don't want to try it, do it that way. Whatever, 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com, coupon code FTL is in Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I mean, even if you don't want to quit smoking.
Right,
the Vaporsmiths can allow you to be, smell better and be healthier and have more money in your pocket.
Sure. I mean,
that alone is reason enough to make the switch. But if you want to quit, then the Vaporsmiths can help you do that, too, because you can step down the amount of nicotine that you're using. There's the ultra high, or there's a high level, and there's the mid level, and there's ultra lights. And so start at the high level, take yourself down as over time, and wean yourself off of it.
Lots of people find that they, you know, this is what they prefer. You don't have to go stand out in the rain by the dumpster anymore when you smoke at work.
It's a no-brainer. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The news out of North Carolina is that four people have been arrested for setting the American flag on fire at a protest. Now, they haven't been charged with burning the flag, but they did get charged with what they're calling a misdemeanor, being careless with fire. Under a city ordinance, they say it is illegal to burn things outside of a fire pit and within 10 feet from anything, I guess, flammable, in this case, the tents at the Occupy protest. Police officers told WBTV the protesters gave them a verbal tongue-lashing while being detained, calling them fascists, as well as using other colorful words. Crime scene investigators collected the remains of the flag and placed it into evidence. Cigarette lighter was also confiscated. So they're looking at misdemeanor charges here, possibly up to a year in jail for setting fire to the flag. And I just feel like, I think you're right, Mark. I think that that setting a flag on fire is a poor form of communication. It will get attention, but it may not be the attention that you were hoping to get. I mean, if you're trying to, are you trying to change people's minds or just anger them? Because setting a flag on fire is going to be more likely to anger them.
Right. It's not
going
It's not a great way to win the hearts and minds of people who disagree with you. That's for sure.
Now, I did.
As far as I'm concerned, the flag is a piece of fabric, and to get upset about the burning of a particular piece of fabric doesn't make any sense to me. And for people that do get upset about it, it shows. I guess it really shows. That the flag has become basically a religious symbol. And
it'd be the equivalent of setting a Bible on fire in front of some people.
Right. Well, and the Bible says that thou shalt not have graven images. And as far as I'm concerned, that means, God's made of things. And I bet God wouldn't like a fabric God either. So doesn't make any sense. This just doesn't make any sense to me to be a Christian and a flag worshiper. But, some people are. And, here's the definition of the word jingoism. And I think it's a... people don't even seem to know what it means, but it's an extreme and emotional nationalism or chauvinism, often characterized by an aggressive foreign policy accompanied by an eagerness to wage war. As far as I'm concerned, the vast majority of people that have reverence for this piece of fabric called the flag, it seems like they fall into this category to me. I may be wrong, but that's how I feel about it. It's just a piece of fabric. Let's not get too upset. However, for people that think that burning one of these things is a good idea, I think you're just going to turn people off and raise the ire of others. There's another sort of related story here coming from USA Today that apparently an Indiana legislator has decided that it would be a good idea to fine people for singing the Star Spangled Banner wrong.
Where?
In Indiana.
Okay.
And apparently other states have laws against singing the Star Spangled Banner wrong, too. Yeah. $25 fine. This is Senator Vannetta Becker of Evansville, a Republican, has introduced legislation that would direct state education officials to set performance standards for singing and playing the national anthem at any event sponsored by public schools, charter schools, or state universities.
So this is something
private schools receiving tax-funded scholarships or vouchers would also be covered.
So you would be fined for singing incorrect lyrics to the national anthem, which, kids are wont to do. They do these sorts of things.
Yes.
That's what I did. I replaced the words and things like that. So if you are singing them at some sort of school-based event, whether it be a football game, some kind of a pep rally, you will be fined as a student, I presume also applying to parents. So anyone who is at these events would be subject to this?
I get the impression that this is... this is singers. Yeah, the singers and musicians would have to sign a contract agreeing to follow the guidelines and would be fined $25 if their performances weren't deemed acceptable. So this doesn't count people who sing poorly. This is just people who mess up the words.
They want you to sign an agreement to say that you're going to be a good little boy and sing the national anthem all properly.
Yep.
Wow. I'm just blown away by that. I mean, that is jingoism. Read that definition of jingoism again one more time.
It's an extreme nationalism, often characterized by an aggressive foreign policy and accompanied by an eagerness to wage war.
Yeah, you have no freedom of speech in this country. You don't have the freedom to sing if you want to change the lyrics.
I don't think that fits into the freedom of speech category. This is at school events for people who are contracted to sing for the purpose of entertainment. So these are musicians. Well, not just entertainment, but
is it that big of a problem? People changing words to the national anthem?
I don't think it's that big of a problem.
The choir class are changing the words, so it's such a problem that legislation is required?
Who is intentionally messing up the words, who is, like, you know, contracted to sing to lead the national anthem? I mean, you know, usually...
It seems very unlikely
to me, but, you know, I mean, if people are out in the crowd or replacing words on their own for fun or whatever they're doing, I suppose they're doing whatever they're doing.
You know, the message here is that no one may take this lightly. No one may mess around with our precious national treasures.
Right, and that's what this rises to the level of a religion in my mind. And I think that this is why many Christian denominations choose not to participate in this kind of stuff. Because the fact is that, I mean, when you're talking about reverence for a piece of fabric that's red, white, and blue, you're talking about not being able to, well, we're going to give you a fine if you sing this wrong. You know, I don't think any of these things are good ideas. I'm not claiming that they are. But when the politicians get all bent out of shape, I mean, the American Legion, it seems to be a group of people whose main goal is caring for flags. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. This is a religion.
It sure is. Well, the state itself is a religion. I mean, the whole idea of the state is just an idea. There are human beings calling themselves the state of fill in the blank
priests,
or the federal
priests.
Government who have determined that they want to use violence and the threat thereof against other human beings in order to extract obedience and wealth from them so they can live off of the productivity of those who are actually out there creating valuable products and services for the world, and they've created this belief system to surround what they're doing, because what they're doing is violence. And so they've created this belief system to surround that violence and to cloak that violence in legitimacy, and to make, well, it's all okay because you voted for it. It's our system. You're the government. They have all these excuses and these things that they say. More on the way here. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts are welcome. Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orégasillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. Moments remain in this live edition of the program, as we are always live Saturday nights, and so it's New Year's Eve, so we're live, as we always are. 7 nights a week, in fact, we do this thing. Mark, folks can join you tomorrow at freetalklive.com for your Sunday edition of the program.
That's correct.
855-450-FREE is our number here tonight, and we want to invite you to the website at freetalklive.com. What you can do over at freetalklive.com, well, there are a variety of things. You can create the content of the site. You can join up with other folks in our chat room or our bulletin board system. It's a very interactive site, and I think you'll enjoy it. Go ahead, take a look. It's free. You don't have to sign up for paying any kind of membership fee or anything like that. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy. And if you want to support Free Talk Live, whether it's tonight or into the new year, you might be looking to do some shopping online. Well, go to shop.freetalklive.com and log in through our Amazon links there. Just click in through whatever Amazon link is right for you for whichever country you're in which you live, and then get your shopping taken care of. And Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So, for instance, maybe you want to buy Kelly Clarkson's new album, Stronger, which the Ron Paul fans have been buying all over the place, pushing her all the way up to number 2 in the Amazon sales charts as of late last night was when I looked at it. She's number 3 as of the beginning of the show tonight, but pushing her from the 40s all the way up to number 2, the Ron Paul fans. So I bought some Kelly Clarkson last night through Amazon, and you can do that through shop.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So whether you want to talk about burning the American flag or the religious belief that is the state in the first place, you're welcome to do that or bring up anything you want, as Ed might be doing here in Oregon, listening in Medford to KMed. Hey, Ed.
Hi. I want everybody to know I've been studying this 2012 situation for quite some time, and I finally locked onto what's going to be happening here. Everybody should know about this. You have to go to solarstorms.com and find out for yourself. But this is
Why don't you tell us what's going on? Because not everybody has internet access. Okay. Many people are in their cars. So what is it that you're saying?
I'm saying that there's a Russian scientist that has, on July 14th of 2010, has discovered a interstellar energy cloud, which is going to be energizing the sun and passing through our area right around that time. Voyager 1 and 2 reveals that the sun and the entire solar system is moving into an interstellar energy cloud. This cloud of energy is exciting the atmospheres of our planets, including the sun. And what this is going to cause is bigger and more frequent solar storms, resulting in the Carrington effect. More earthquakes, weird weather, you know, global catastrophe, basically.
So we should live through it then?
Yeah, it's not the end of the world. It's just going to be the end of the world as we know it. It's going to affect all electricity. All forms of electricity are going to be messed up, forms of communication. And this could go on for possibly months or even years. And
so hold on a second. Let me see if I got this straight. So you're saying some sort of cloud of magical properties will be coming along.
No, it's not magical. And it will be interstellar energy.
Interstellar energy, according to one scientist.
Right.
And that this is going to basically be like an electromagnetic pulse that's going to take out all electronic devices.
Yes.
And you're saying this is going to happen when?
It's going to start around the end of next year.
When you say it's going to start, there will be an ending point, and then all the electronic devices will come back.
Well, it all depends. The military's probably figured out ways to, you know, to shunt that thing off, you know, at a place where they can protect their electrical devices. But for the most part, the average citizen that's, you know, out there running around, they're going to lose electricity. They're going to lose their water.
I just spent the night at a guy who was pretty high up at the Pentagon. I just spent the night at his house a week and a half or so ago, and he didn't really mention anything about all my electrical devices.
Well, why would he tell you, Mark?
And his refrigerator looked like mine. I mean, I plugged my cell phone into his wall to charge. I mean, you know, things look normal at his house.
Yeah, I know. Well, the thing of it is they don't want people to know about this. You know, the thing of it is
he prepared with a bunker?
People are going to say bye-bye on this planet here pretty
quickly. Shouldn't he sell his house right now? I mean,
these people, you know, they have ways of disappearing. I mean, they can just, you know, before it happens, they can go somewhere and get underground or something. I think there's a lot of underground activity going to be happening for sure.
So you believe this one scientist guy? I mean, where did you hear about this?
Well, this is, you know, I've studied more of it just in this one scientist, but this Alexei Dmitriev, the astrophysicist guy, I mean, this thing is like, I've been trying to figure out what's going on and why the fact that the government is storing up seed, buying food, you know, and storing seeds in the North Pole, people are going underground. There's a lot of underground activity right now, and...
Going underground. Do you mean like building like a nuclear fallout shelter and go, you know, hole it up down there?
Not necessarily nuclear, but who knows? I mean,
so you're saying this is a big thing? Like people are out there doing this? This is the first I've heard of it. It's the first I've heard of it. Nobody else has called.
I know it. I say just like not too many people are talking about it, and of course.
So why do you take this guy's? I mean, look, there are a lot of scientists out there. Some of them more crazy than others. And why is it that you would take this guy's word for it?
Okay, just go to solarstorms.com and read it.
I did. Solarstorms.com does not seem to be a website that has any information.
It's on Windows. Mark, you just need to use Windows.
Go
to Windows.
I think I'm using Windows.
Now, have you ever actually been on the internet before, Ed?
Not a whole lot. I stay away from the computer.
So why would you promote a website? Have you been to solarstorms.com?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And what was there the last time you were there?
Oh, it dealt with this whole issue I'm just talking about.
When were you there?
Less than a week ago.
No less than a week ago. Now, do you
spell solar different than I do?
Three, 4 days ago.
Now, what was your question, Mark?
I'm just wondering if he spells solar different than I do. What I've got here is one of those sort of placeholder websites that that get put there.
There's nothing on this website. In fact, I'm going back to archive.
Somebody doesn't pay their bill.
That's why I said, Mark, I wanted to go back to archive.org, where you can actually punch up any website you want and look at the past and see what it has looked. So, like, if you want to see what freetalklive.com looked like, you know, a decade ago or whatever, or you know, 8 years ago.
Yeah, I went and did that one time.
You can do that. It's kind of fun. And you know, websites look bad in the old days. And there's nothing here. There's nothing here.
I got lucky when I found this thing. I was
apparently you did because it hasn't been online.
I've been involved in, you know, preparing with food and water and stuff like that. And I, you know, I've been kind of figuring out what the heck is going on.
So are you building a bunker?
A friend of mine had a computer. I don't even mess with the computers. I stay away from them.
I mean, you do sound kind of like a Luddite here. I mean, you're afraid that the entire world's electronics system is going to go down because of some sort of solar storm that some scientists talked about with the last name of, what was it again? Dementia?
Dementria. D-E-M-E-T-R-I-A.
Sounds like dementia to me. Hey, Ed, you know what? What are you going to do when this happens? What is your plan?
Well, I can't tell you what my plan is because I live in a small little environment. But anybody that lives in a big city, I think they're really going to be in a mess.
You can't tell us what your plan is?
There's going to be no water. There's going to be no pumps working. The electrical pumps won't be working to pump out sewage and water and everything else. And it's just
why can't you tell us what your plan is? I mean, don't you want to help people? I mean, isn't the purpose of this... So the purpose of your call is not to help people. Like, if you believe, if you actually believe what you're saying, and I don't disbelieve that you believe this, but if you actually believe what you're saying, it sounds to me like if you don't want to tell people what your plan is, that you don't want to help anybody, that you just want to fearmonger.
Yeah, I got my own thing going, for sure.
Okay, Ed, you have a nice day. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Paranoid.
Well, I suppose you should have some food stored up. You can go to wisefoodstorage.com. It seems unlikely to me.
That's a good idea for any time.
All kinds of reasons.
I think natural disaster is a much more likely scenario for
right.
Wise Food
Natural
Storage.
Disasters you could look at. I've been, you listen to Coast to Coast with Art Bell.
I think this guy's been listening to too much Coast to Coast.
I've been hearing these predictions of comets and asteroids, and you pick your extraterrestrial phenomena, and it's going to happen. At least somebody will get on that show and claim that it's going to happen that in less than a year. And they come and they go. The show's been on the air for decades, and none of this stuff has happened.
Right. There's always some disaster looming, some worldwide calamity, and it never ends up panning out. I'm digging through here over at the Wayback Machine at archive.org on this Solar Storms website. And what happens when you pull up a site, it shows you different years and the activity on the site in the years, like, there's different snapshots over time. And I'm looking here throughout the different years where it shows some level of activity, and it's all placeholder sites. I mean, by archive.org standards, there never was a website at solarstorms.com. I mean, it may have, popped up for a week or something. Reggie's on the line listening in Benton Harbor to WSJM FM. Reggie, you've got the final thoughts on the show. Go ahead.
Yeah, and reference to Ed, man, I think he sounds like a news reporter, man. I don't minimize anybody. Opinions about what's coming in the future, but I think some news stations they say things and they do things to kind of keep their ratings, but I think he's getting wrapped around the axle about what's to come in the future. I mean, really, who cares? I mean, if it was that big of a deal,
I'm with you, man. I'm not going to believe what one guy says on the radio and take that as, God's truth about the future. Thanks for the call. We're out of time.
Website, right?
See you tomorrow, and a happy new year. Be safe out there, and we'll see you in the morning or tomorrow afternoon. You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Well, listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, so you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.